Well, recently we brought you a story about homeless Aboriginal people being evicted from Adelaide City parklands. In the wake of that, the South Australian government's launched a new service for such people, temporary accommodation in the city's suburbs. The South Australian Minister for Communities and Social Inclusion, Ian Hunter, spoke to The Wire's Lisa Burns.
It's about sustaining tenancy, it's about health issues, particularly mental health, it deals with drug and alcohol issues, and it's about stabilising people and their family life so that they can actually maintain a tenancy. We've been doing rather well with federal government support. The federal government's invested $82 million in homelessness through a national partnership. And in fact, we've had rough sleepers in South Australia decrease by 40% in about 7 years from 2006. So we're actually kicking some goals.
How do people apply for these properties for housing?
Look, there are a number of gateways, but basically it's through referral. These are for members of the Aboriginal community in particular, and the community services that deal with homelessness issues will be able to access these services. It's being run for us by Uniting Care Wesley. We've also got another 5 units out in the north of the city, which are used for more long-term placements. So the ones we open down in Hendon are for quick response, if you like, and for temporary accommodation and transitioning into more permanent accommodation. And then we have some longer tenancy properties as well.
Now, you've also said that the housing can be used for people visiting from regional and remote locations.
For people who come down who don't have access to accommodation. Now, they may be coming down to visit people who are going into hospital, for example. They may be coming down for other reasons, and they may end up, for example, camping in the parklands. So we engage with people, and so does the community sector, and we try to get them into more appropriate accommodation.
And you obviously just brought up the people who are currently in the parklands and at risk of being kicked out. So they'd be suitable candidates for this program?
Ideally, they would be obvious candidates, really. We do have to address the individual needs of people, and people come down to Adelaide from remote regions for lots of different reasons. But at the very base level, camping in the parklands is not acceptable. There are alternatives and they do need to access those alternatives, and we will work with them to move them to areas where there is safe and secure housing for them.